On Sunday, November 23rd at the Flato Markham Theater, celebrate over three decades of exceptional music with Ensemble Vivant. This innovative quintet has enchanted audiences across the globe. Their genre-diverse programming includes a distinctive blend of classical jazz, ragtime, and Latin music, from J.S. Bach to Astor Piazzolla. We'll hear both here this afternoon. And from the Great American Songbook to modern Canadian composers. Ensemble Vivant is renowned for their 15 internationally acclaimed albums, and the versatile group transports audiences through joyful, transformative musicianship that uplifts and inspires long after the final note, the Toronto Star calling the group Canada's chamber music treasure. The concert is in the wonderful Flato Markham Theatre, and that is Sunday, November 23rd, 4 p.m. FlatoMarkhamTheatre.ca for info and tickets. Joining me in studio, it is Catherine Wilson. The pianist founded this ensemble in the 1990s, starting as a trio, and its evolution gave us Ensemble Vivant. Over the years, as a solo performer, she has been with the New York Pops at Carnegie Hall, guested with the TSO, and even filmed for TV on PBS. Catherine Wilson, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
And great to be with you. That must have been so fun to play with the Pops in Carnegie Hall all those years ago.
A big highlight, for sure.
No kidding. My goodness. And take us back to that evolutionary moment between trio and quintet. What happened at the beginning that led to this?
Oh, it was very, very natural. It was based mostly on repertoire we had started exploring. And next thing I knew, we were a lot of our concerts included a quintet. And so I thought, well, it's better to call it Ensemble Vivant. Yeah. And so it had naturally evolved from the trio. But we still include trio, piano trio, and other combinations within the quintet and on our programs.
Sometimes I think I've seen photos with as many as six sometimes. Is that fair?
Well, it depends on what we're doing, yes.
Yeah.
And I can elaborate on that when we get a little more into the program. Definitely a sixth person will join us for one piece at the Flato Markham Theatre.
There we go. There's a nice little tease. What were you looking for in your players going back? I mean, there you were. You were bringing in those extra two people from time to time and then just said, okay, let's go with this five piece. What was the statement this group had for the world early on?
First of all, it's always been a wonderful group with first-rate players,
yeah,
and beautiful mixture of diverse repertoire, classical to jazz and jazz-related styles. And we've been steeped in those traditions all these years. And what's really heartwarming is that wherever we perform, audiences want us to come back. It's been a labor of love. And also, when you have the requests to return, then here we are all these years later still going.
I'm fascinated to think about how you put the repertoire together because, of course, you've got classical music, you've got jazz, you've got ragtime, you've got Latin, you've got modern sounds that you're working with, Canadian music. So when you're looking at that blank slate, I mean, how do you decide how it's all going to fit together?
I'm inspired by a number of different things. And for instance, along the way, our concert programs reflect the variety, as does our discography. So as you mentioned, there are 15 CDs now.
Quite a few under the belt now.
Quite a few.
Unbelievable.
I love fugues.
Yeah.
And so for the last one called I Fugue, A World of Fugues, it really does go from Bach to Piazzolla, which is the title of our concert program on November 23rd. And it's masterful fugues written by various composers from different cultures from around the world, all who modeled their fugues after those of the king of fugue writing, J.S. Bach.
That is a great template as to how you might put a program together, right? Working with the fugue and then looking at the world.
Well, prior to putting that CD together, every other program had a similar kind of evolution of coming together with different concepts. Along the way, there have been obscure works that we've discovered and brought to light in concert and on our recordings, and wonderful composers have written for us and under the umbrella of vast array of classical through to jazz. And one of our live recordings was tribute to jazz great Rick Wilkins.
Right.
That was a live recording, and he's been such a strong influence, a mentor, and such a champion of everything we've done. Dozens and dozens of pieces from him alone.
And you have to look for a specific type of player too, somebody who can cover all that ground.
Walk right? both worlds.
Yes, that's right.
That's true.
And so you've got a great lineup. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. If you're just joining us, Catherine Wilson is here. The pianist and founder of Ensemble Vivant is taking the ensemble to the Flatow Markham Theater. Sunday, November 23rd, 4 p.m. start time. And it's flatowmarkhamtheater.ca for tickets and info. By the way, you can have a look at the group's website, ensemblevivant.com. What have you put together for this concert? You've kind of alluded to it here, but it is Bach to Piazzolla, and so that covers a lot of ground. What
it
have you
does,
done here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we will include a couple of pieces for sure from our iFugue recording. You'll hear on this concert a brand new piece. It's a piano trio by the Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. We plan to revisit a piece from the past by jazz great Rick Wilkins, a suite he wrote for us called Divertissement, and he'll be there in
Lovely.
The audience. And
nice when you can have a living composer there, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's really an honor. And I mean, there's many, many other things on the program. And from the CD, one of the fugues is by the Venezuelan composer Aldemiro Romero called Fuga con Pajarillo. And this has become almost a signature piece for us. It's so difficult. It's so complex.
Wow.
It's rhythmically so syncopated. We love playing it and audiences love hearing it. And so that's something we're, again, looking forward to having the chance to program.
Sounds so diverse and so wonderful, just like basically the mission statement. Talk about your players, because you've got a great group. There's certainly a few faces I recognize from this ensemble, but tell us who you're playing with this time around.
So, along with me on piano, there's Sarah Boyer on violin, Norman Hathaway on viola. We have Beth Silver on cello and George Kohler on bass.
When is that man not playing somewhere on planet Earth, right?
I think you're right. We've been working with him now like 7 years, though. And players in this group tend to be in the group for very, very long stretches of time.
Now, you did tease something.
Yeah, well, you know, it wouldn't be complete to talk about an Ensemble Vivant concert without, because every one of our concerts includes some aspect of the work we do with the charity I founded, the registered charity Euterpe, Music is the Key. And if anyone wants to reference that, it's musicisthekey.org. All through Ensemble Vivant's career, we've been passionately dedicated to serving community, in particularly bringing highest level musical opportunities and experiences to underserved children, as well as to seniors, particularly those in long-term care facilities. These are populations that typically do not have access to these life-enhancing, the benefits of which are life-lasting opportunities. So that's a primary focus.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of magic through those performances over the years.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. When we see it right in front of our faces. They inspire these kids to want to play an instrument. They inspire them to want to hear more of this music. They inspire them to want to make music with others. And these are all activities that are known to enhance mental health and focus and academic achievement and so on.
I always point out, too, it's not just about picking up that instrument, even if you just become a music lover because of your exposure to something like that. I mean, that's a lifelong gift.
It's building audiences of the future, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fostering those. It's absolutely the case.
Investment. And remind us of that website again, by the way.
Musicisthekey.org.
I couldn't agree more. Music is the key. And so you've got a guest that maybe is connected to that, I'm wondering.
Yes, and Ismail Paris. Ismail was 12 years old, came from an underserved community in Scarborough. Mm-hmm. When he experienced our program, and he couldn't contain himself, and he approached me pleading for a piano and pleading for lessons. And he became what I call our first Euterpe kid, because of him, we formed our music mentorship program. And Yamaha Canada Music was quick to partner with us on that. And they give instruments and lessons free of charge to these children who, upon experiencing our program, are so inspired that they reach out. And so it's been transformative in every way. And now, 13 years later, Ismail, he's got a beautiful, beautiful voice, and he's going to join us, having gotten his start with us, and we've followed him all the way through and helped him all the way through. He's going to sing Jake's Golden Hour. It was Richard Whiteman who arranged that specially for Ensemble Vivant with Ismail.
That is a full circle moment, and
yes,
a beautiful,
full circle.
Very beautiful moment, and your chance to see it, all that great repertoire from Bach to Piazzolla and taking us through Central and South America. Ensemble Vivant plays the Flannel Markham Theater Sunday, November 23rd, 4 p.m. start time, and it's flannelmarkhamtheater.ca for tickets and info. And founder and pianist Catherine Wilson, I really want to thank you for being our guide here this afternoon.
Oh, I thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and a pleasure, and thank you so much.
Looking forward to this concert, ensemblevivant.com, by the way, if you'd like to have a look at that website. And remind us of the charity website one more time.
Musicisthekey.org. I just wanted to add that if someone cannot make it to Markham, but they would still like to hear Ensemble Vivant in concert, we will be playing at Hughes Room on Saturday, November the 29th. If someone is stuck downtown and they can't make it to Markham, they will have a chance to hear the group that day.
One of my favorite spots in Toronto's East End these days, as opposed to the West End.
The iconic Hughes Room location of so long.
Yeah.
It's no longer, but this is it's beautiful.
Great space.
Great space, great vibe, and they got a new piano, which I've had the luxury of performing. It's beautiful, and it's the whole experience is great for the audience and for us.
November 29th at Hughes Room, and of course, we've been talking about the Flannel Markham Theater Show Sunday, November 23rd. So have a look. You can probably get all the information at ensemblevivant.com. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Your look at arts and culture. This is the music of Astor Piazzolla.